Hey, good evening, everyone. This is the Sparks Team AMSOIL training call for Monday, November 18th, 2013. Tonight, everyone, I want to thank everyone for calling in and listening in. And if you're listening on this on the archive, I appreciate that. Be sure to share this with your team, new dealers on your team. This is going to be a great program tonight. We're going to be interviewing a veteran, top AMSOIL dealer, AMSOIL Platinum direct jobber, Jerry Reed. It's going to be a great call, so I hope everyone enjoys it, and we'll get this show on the road, as they say, and let's find Jerry. Are you there, Jerry?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for getting on our call tonight. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Well, I always enjoy talking AMSOIL. I mean, that can go on 24/7. It's just a lot of fun. It almost should be illegal. It's so much fun.
I would agree with you. Got a couple questions for you tonight. Just kind of understand, you've been in AMSOIL probably a long time before the recording started. I believe you said when you started. When did you get started with AMSOIL?
1978, February 1978.
Wow, that's excellent. And really, when you got started, what attracted you to AMSOIL in the beginning?
Well, I had been a diesel engineman on a submarine. I had a little bit of a mechanical background. After college, I became a social worker, and that's what I did for years and years. I was a social worker. Always had to work a second job to supplement, you know, the poor pay, but that's what I enjoyed. And we had moved to Cape Cod in the mid-70s, and I had bought a little Subaru, a 4x4 Subaru, because we lived right near the ocean, and we could go out on the sand dunes, and we could go out on the beach. And end of the first summer that I was running this Subaru, I was saying to a buddy of mine, you know, I said, this thing is not going to hold up. Because when you're going through the sand in the heat, you're first and second, the engine's overheating, you're beating the heck out of the drivetrain. And I said to him, you know, this thing is not going to hold up for many years. And he had a data sheet on 80-90 gear oil, an AMSOIL data sheet. And so he gave it to me. He said, you might be interested in this. And he gave it to me. There was no name on it. Nobody had stamped it. I read it. I was fascinated with it. The gearboxes ran cooler. It dissipated the heat much better. You had virtually no wear. Everything about it was just fascinating to me. Because of a little bit of a mechanical background, I was fortunate enough to appreciate it somewhat. And so I said, well, Bill, where did you get this? He says, you know, I can't remember who gave it to me. So that was, you know, I didn't know where to go. AMSOIL first, I'd ever heard of it. So a few months later, I'm reading the Boston Globe classified section. I used to just scan through it. And here's a little tiny ad, a guy looking for AMSOIL dealers. Well, I wasn't interested in being a dealer, but I did want to learn more about it. So I picked up the phone, called the guy, asked him to send me some literature. He said, well, what are you doing next Saturday? He said, I'll come down and talk to you. I said, you're 100 miles away. He said, well, that's all right. Let me worry about that. I said, hey, come on down. And he came to my house, and we sat at my kitchen table for 4 hours. And I questioned, and I questioned. And it just seemed too good to be true. And I was very skeptical. But at the end of 4 hours, he had documentation. He had data sheets. He had the little bit of literature that was available at that time. And by the end of it, I was probably 80% convinced. I've spent about $400 registered as a dealer, only because that's the only thing you could do if you wanted to buy it wholesale, with no intention of getting involved. So bought enough product. I had the 73 Dodge wagon, had the Subaru, did the whole drivetrain in both of them. I was amazed. I mean, it was just unreal. Both vehicles, you had to idle them back in those days because you didn't have the electronics on them. Both engines picked up between 150 and 200 RPMs, so I had to idle them back. The mileage on both vehicles went up about 15%. Operating temperature dropped about 15 degrees. Had a zero morning a week later. This was in February. Had a zero morning. Went out, got in that little Subaru, hit the key, boom, started right up and shifted because it was manual tranny, shifted like it was summertime. I mean, I was just blown away. So I was extremely happy. But the fellow that came when he was leaving, and I always remember his name was Bob Kabakoff, and as he was leaving, he said, "Jerry, let me tell you," he said, "a year from now, if someone gives you all your oil, all your filters for nothing, you won't switch back to petroleum." And in my mind, I said, "Oh, he's gone too far now. It may be good. It can't be that good." But a year later, of course, I had to agree to him. I agree with him. It was just unbelievable. So, but that's it. I just bought it for my own use, bought it for a few friends, talked about it a lot, and I made it very clear to him I was not interested in being a dealer. I wasn't interested in multi-level, but I wanted to get the products. So that's how I got involved, and that's how it all started.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Just didn't want to have, you know, and maybe a lot of dealers calling in tonight probably don't understand. Before about 2000, or really about 1995 or 6, you couldn't get it at wholesale unless you became a dealer. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yep. 1996.
Yeah. Yeah. So before that, you know, in the '70s, the only way to buy Amsoil at wholesale was to become a dealer. And there's probably thousands upon thousands of Amsoil dealers to this day that are just dealers to be able to buy at wholesale. They don't realize they didn't have the preferred customer program. I think the commercial retail program started, wasn't that in the 80s or 86 or so. So a lot of these programs weren't in place. The only way you could buy it was either pay retail or get it to become a dealer so you could get wholesale, especially if you can pay $400 in the 70s. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that was.
Well, that's a very interesting story, and so the increase that you've seen over time, so after a year you used it, basically you were a dealer in 1978, but you used it, you talked to a few people. When did you get serious about really pushing Amsoil and sponsoring and all that stuff?
Well, I had towards the middle of the 1983-84, I was forced to take an early retirement, and I hadn't done anything with it really, and it gave a chance to move out of that cold weather up there, and my wife originally from Virginia, so we moved to Virginia, and now I'm in Virginia, and I've got all this time on my hands, and I said, well, I'll play with this. I won't commit to it. I'll piddle with it and see what happens. And so that's what I started. I took over a little den in our house and set up a little rinky-dink office and put in a few products. And I started wearing the logos. I mean, that's probably the thing that, you know, it really helped me build a business. Nobody ever saw me after that point without a logo on my shirt. That was for sure. And then it started to grow a little. Then I got some signs, and I put them on the vehicle. And then after a couple of years, I went into the yellow pages, and it just kept growing and growing. And, you know, the checks come in a little bit bigger every month. And so around 1987, 88, I had to go to Pat. Pat was substitute teaching. And I said, look, you know, the phone's ringing more and more. I really need you here, you know. I think this is really going to be something. And so she left teaching and stayed home and started answering the phone. And then I moved from this little tiny den into our family room. Now, we had a big family room with a big fireplace. And that became my Amsoil mini warehouse. Now, you can imagine how that went over. But it worked. I filled that thing with Amsoil over the next couple of years. And then we went to the 1991 or 90, somewhere in, I think it was a DJ convention. We went up, we had made DJ by then, and we went up to the convention at Amsoil, and that was what really solidified my complete involvement in Amsoil. I mean, once I went up there, met Al, met all the people up there, saw the operation, listened to them talk, and I understood that this thing was going to be something someday. And that's when we both committed, and that's when I really, you know, that's about the time that I say that I started full time, because that was it. I lived it every day, and it just kept growing from there, and it's been just such a wonderful journey. And that's how I really got involved in it.
Well, I think your story probably aligns with many a AMSOIL dealer listening in today. I don't think anybody joins with the intention of, I'm going to go right to the top and get started right away. And a lot of people peddle with it, as you say. A lot of people become preferred customers now and upgrade. And I'm sure your story is the same as many. I wish I would have gotten started sooner, correctly?
Absolutely. I've wasted probably 6 years. Yep.
Well, that's great. I know that this is a family affair for you. I know you said your wife, Pat, she works the AMSOIL business and answers the phone, and other family members. Could you explain a little bit how they got on board, and specifically not only Pat, but your son?
Yeah. Well, they were teenagers when we moved to Virginia. And that's when, you know, it was by osmosis. I mean, they couldn't avoid not learning or hearing about AMSOIL and seeing the product and talking to other people coming in. And so they all knew and understood it, but no one, and I never pushed them to get involved. That would be, and you don't push, you know, I don't push anybody to get involved. If they don't decide to get involved on their own, you cannot make them get involved. So, but David, my youngest, David is a real people person, and David had graduated from college, and he was teaching at the local high school, and he came to me and said, you know, Dad, he said, I think I want to really get involved in AMSOIL. And so that's how he started. And within 5 years, he was able to leave his teaching job. It really, because he would say, you know, he had the advantage of having me there, and we had an inventory, so those things made it a lot easier for him. But he really worked it, and he really understood it, you know, went to the training, every training. That's another thing. All through the years, once I made up my mind, I would go to training programs. All up and down the East Coast, if there was a training program within a reasonable distance, I would always go. And that's the way they did it back then. Because now you've got this wonderful AMSOIL University that everybody should attend every year. And that, of course, has been a wonderful add-on to the whole thing. But David just picked it up and ran with it. And he's got a nice business going today. His wife, who is a CPA, and CPAs earn a pretty good salary. She was a sub-partner in this firm. And about 4 years ago, she was able to leave and stay home and take with the two girls, and she homeschools the girls. So David's income has grown to the point where he has been able to replace hers now, and she can stay home and take care of the kids. And so he's a good example of a nice success story, and he'll do it forever. You know, that it's
wow. Is he still up in Chester, Virginia then?
Yeah, he's in a little town called Reiner. He's on 7.5 acres, and he's got quite an operation going there, and he really is. And, he stayed up in Virginia. We came down here because our two older sons moved here, and so I was able to sell my house in Virginia to one of my dealers.
Wow.
Yeah, it came time that I was ready to, you know, slow down a little bit. And so I started fishing around for a dealer to buy my house. And finally, one day, this young fellow compared to me, walked in. And I said, Robert, why don't you? He's a master mechanic. He only had a couple of more years to retirement. Walked in, and I said, why don't you buy my business? I buy the house. And then you got a business here, ready business. And so that's what we worked out. We were able to work it out. And Robert Luck is a direct jobber today, and he walked into that house with bought the inventory, and he had business going, and within 3 months he was a direct job. And so, so that's how that worked out for me. So I've been very fortunate in that sense too.
So you originally began, of course, way back in the 70s. I think pretty much all AMSOIL dealers were kind of geared towards carrying inventory and building an inventory business, because I don't believe we had all the warehouses that we have now that are 2 days shipping from just about anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. Is that kind of how you got started?
Well, what happened was, it was interesting, because when we first started getting into it and really committing to it, in the, you know, around 1990, we had a nice inventory, but people wanted to buy. And at that time, if you wanted to buy a case, a tube of grease, you had to buy a case of 10 tubes. If you wanted to buy a quart of compressor oil, you had to buy a case of compressor oil. If you, the engine oils, they would sell you in six packs. So there was always a minimum amount you had to buy. And that kind of discouraged people a lot. So what we did, we decided to sell in any quantity. And, of course, that was on us. And we would spend a good part of our day packing and labeling and shipping. We had UPS coming to the house every day, and we would be shipping out 6, 8, 10 orders all over the country, and because they could buy from us in any quantity. And so we did that for a number of years until finally, you know, we kept mentioning and hinting and so forth to AMSOIL, and they finally came out with what they called at that time was the EACHES program. Well, that, of course, that took a tremendous burden off us, and that really helped the business grow also, is the fact that people pick up the phone and order in any quantity.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they would not ship individual products to everyone back in the day. You know, nowadays, like you say, it's so easy to order a quart of whatever you want, mix match, it doesn't matter. And back then, I've often said, if it would be me starting out as an AMSOIL dealer back in those days, it would be very difficult for me to be as enthusiastic about it. And I appreciate the pioneers such as yourself getting out there and taking charge and doing those things. So that's I appreciate that. On behalf of everybody listening in today, appreciate those pioneering aspects that you were able to accomplish in the business, especially shipping out products. And we don't have to do any of that nowadays. It's just amazing.
It was, we were on what they call the leadership council. They had the leadership council for about 10 years. It was 7 dealerships from around the country, and we were on that. And that was where the preferred customer program came from, was through the several of us on the leadership council kept mentioning this, and actually AMSOIL wanted to do it, but there were also several members on the leadership council who were old Amway or multi-level, and they just, you know, they thought people should commit and shouldn't have a problem buying in, you know, the way it was being done at that time. So it was a kind of thing. Took us a couple of years to get it through, but that PC program has been just the best, one of the best things that's ever happened.
That started right when I got started, 99 time frame, 99-2000, and you know, it seems like that preferred customer program is what propelled several dealers in the company today to, you know, people like yourself that had 10 or 20 years head start, you know, dealers that started in the late 90s, propelled them ahead because they figured out how to monopolize on that preferred customer program. And it's just a wonderful program. It lets people use the products. It lets them understand how they work before they decide if they want to be a dealer. If they never decide, that's okay too. They get to be preferred customers. And I've had some since the very beginning, and they keep renewing as preferred customers. So I agree, that program is wonderful.
Yeah, that's been a great boon to the whole business and to
exactly. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the opportunities going forward. You seem to be coming from the past and seeing how it was getting started and the things that it took and that you've had to do in the past. But what do you see going forward as an AMSOIL dealer, someone that's either just getting started or maybe just been at it a little while. What do you think of the opportunities?
Oh, it's so easy. I mean, in comparison, it's so easy today. First of all, you've got all the other companies legitimizing it by coming out with a synthetic. And AMSOIL, over the past couple of years, has really become a premier product, known as a premier and the best oil. I get calls all the time. I run two national ads, so I get a lot of calls off these ads. And I get calls from people who are saying, yeah, all I hear about is AMSOIL. AMSOIL's the best there is, but I can't find it. And, you know, 6-8 years ago, you didn't get that, you know. You had, what is this stuff? Explain it to me. Convince me. You don't have to do all that today. You just have to make sure that they understand that the other stuff is all right, but it's nothing in comparison to what we've got. I mean, we've got the best lubricants, and you could say this without any hesitation, we have the best lubricants and filters in the world. I mean, and that's not braggadocio, that's fact. So it's so much easier today. And then when you look at the line of literature, the training online, it's just wonderful. You know, it's just fantastic. And if anybody wants to do it, it's not get rich quick, Steve. It's not, you know, you don't do it overnight. It's work, like any business. But if you're emotionally involved, it's never work. I mean, it's never been a four-letter word for me. It's been fun, you know. It really has. So I've been, you know, that going forward, there's going to be dealers who are going to make a lot more money. You see it in the Action News. You see these new faces every month. I say, wow, this is really something. And everybody does it different. I've got a direct jobber. As a matter of fact, I think he's in Eastern Tennessee. I think that's where he's living now. I see his picture in the magazine every once in a while. Now, this guy has never sold a quart of oil to an individual. Never. He's got a relationship problem where he doesn't like to be around people, doesn't like to be a crowd, but he's built his whole business off the net, like a lot of other dealers. But that's how he's done it. He doesn't have to communicate with people. He's done it. He's got a great website, and he's really learned the web, and that's his only way that he's selling. And he's doing a lot of commercial, a lot of retail the same way. So you can massage this business any way you want. You know, if whatever fits into you and your personality and your lifestyle and your limits, you can massage that in if you really want to. And that's the other, I think, is a magnificent part of this business, is the flexibility you have with it.
And you're not bound wherever you live. I know your direct jobbers that we interviewed a couple months ago, Derek and Aaron, they're way out there in Saskatchewan, Canada, and they build their business totally different than the people on the internet. I don't think they even get on the internet at all. So it's like you say, any way you want to build it, it's there to be built, and there's plenty of opportunity no matter where you live, right?
Yep, you just let your imagination take over and try. Now you have to try different things with what works for you. I mean, I've made some real, not blunders, but you know, I've made some bad mistakes through the years, but you learn. That's how you learn. And
So sponsoring and training. There's so many different ways to build an AMSOIL business. Do you think that you still think sponsoring should be included in anyone's activities as an AMSOIL dealer?
Absolutely. That's your long-term residual income. Is sponsoring. I mean, I was on my printout today looking up, checking email addresses, and I see people, I actually have dealers who have been in it longer than me, but that's only because I bought another guy's business who had been in it before me, so he had sponsored people before I got into it. But they have been around since 1976, 1977, and, you know, that's amazing for a multi-level company to have the retention that we have. But yeah, sponsoring is the long-term residual income. If I were young and starting out, I would be going after retail, commercial, and sponsoring, and preferred customers. I mean, I would do the whole ball of wax. And, you know, with the commercial and the retail, that's where you can get some cash flow going, you know, relatively quick if you learn, you know, really learn the business. And, yeah, I don't do any of that anymore. I don't go out and chase accounts. I stay here and work my phone and work the net. And that's, you know, and I do that maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, depending on how I feel and what I want to do or where Pat wants to go, you know.
Speaking of the net, Jerry, I know you, if you got started in 1978, we don't need to tell your age, but you're probably not a spring chicken, and the internet, that has just blossomed for everyone, and I know you have some really good YouTube videos that I've watched. I just remember way back in the day, you had a video camera. I think it was the first AMSL University, 2001. I was a brand new dealer. And I had carried up a dealer with me, a young kid. We rode in a car, a little Ford Focus, from El Paso all the way to Duluth, and he had these really loud mufflers on. And I think for 2 weeks after that, I still heard the drone of those mufflers. But I remember you interviewing him with a video camera. Do you the internet and the video, that's something you think is a viable way to build a business?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yes. I mean, now, you know, I don't do it as much because you don't have to. I mean, AMSL is supplying so many videos, it's hard to keep up with them. But, yes, that Dan Watson down in Florida has a great series of videos that he, you know, almost every meeting he videotapes and puts it on YouTube. And those are great tools. And I've done a bunch of them. And they're out and around. But, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the mediums that I, you know, is fortunate enough to be able to take and use, and it's helped, you know.
Well, and you've done a great job with that, and I've watched several of your videos. I've followed you over the years, and it doesn't take a lot to be able to record something and put it up there, and it's there for a long, long, long time. And people might find it years later and decide they want to work with somebody like yourself or anybody listening in. If they want to make a video, they can do that. I believe video is kind of the way of the future. People, it's a lot easier to watch a video than it is to read a couple of paragraphs anymore, it seems like.
What you're doing here with this call-in thing, this is fantastic. I mean, this is fantastic. And the other thing I admire about what you're doing is you're not keeping it in. You're sharing this with any other dealer out there that wants to come in and listen to those podcasts and come in and, you know, be there for the live event. It, you know, that's, I admire you for doing that, because a lot of dealers would be very reluctant to do that. But I've always, my first direct job, believe it or not, was non-downline. I never had a direct job until this guy who was sponsored under someone who was really up in age, and he called me, and he would call me and call me and call me, and finally he became a direct jobber, and he was my first direct jobber, only he wasn't in my downline. So that's a great thing you're doing. It really is. This is, you know, I hope you always do that.
Well, thanks, Jerry. I appreciate that. I just want the company to keep doing great things, and I am so thankful that I've met people in other multi-level marketing companies, and they raise their hand. They've been in 10 or 15 companies, and I raised my hand. I've been in one. This is all I know, but I just love it so much. You couldn't give me money and a downline from another company, because I'm in the best one there is, just with all the great people and the great products and the great way we get to work our businesses the way we want. We don't have a certain way to do it, and it's just wonderful. So anything else before we get off the line tonight that you'd like to say in closing? And I appreciate you getting on tonight, and it was just been a wonderful call. But anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'll see you at the top.
Definitely. We're all working towards those tracks that you laid for us, and that the golden bricks out there to the land of Oz. We're following your path, and I appreciate everything that you've done for all dealers, not just myself. Obviously, we're not even in the same downline, upline, or anything. I just enjoy meeting, and we go to these training events, AMSL University, you mentioned, going to those things, and we get to meet face-to-face, get to form a relationship, and just look forward every year to seeing you up there, and I'm sure we'll see you here in May at the next AMSL University.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You never stop learning. That's the other thing.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thanks again, Jerry. Thanks for your time, and I appreciate it. We'll turn off the mute here and let everybody say thank you real quick before we get off, and I hope you have a good night.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Hey, Jerry, Rich Pelletier. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah, good night.
Night.